Hello everyone, it's Sam here from Freshly Squeezed Samples, and I'm incredibly pleased that you've decided to watch our free course on layering. So we're going to be looking at a lot of technical stuff during this course, but before we do that, we're going to look at what layering is and why we do it. And this should be helpful for people who are new to production or simply new to the concept of layering. So what is layering? For the most part, it's combining elements to either enhance an existing sound or to create a new one. But you know, we can't just mash two or more sounds together and expect them to sound good straight away. Layering normally requires careful use of EQ, compression in some cases, but most importantly, using the right sounds from the get-go. So finding good source material and using that. And typically when we talk about layering, we're referring to two or more sounds playing the exact same musical or rhythmic piece. But there are certain layering techniques that stray away from this, which we'll look at during the course. So why do we layer? We know what it is, but why do we layer? Now, one reason why producers use layering is to exceed limitations. For example, let's say you're creating a sound with Silent One. It has limited oscillators, filters, modulation capabilities. So basically the range of sounds that you can get from it is limited. It can't create a pluck, a piano sound, and a supersaw all at the same time. And it's the same with samples. So if you're using drum samples, for example, and you have a kick that doesn't have enough high end, there are ways to add high end to a kick that doesn't have high end. But an easier way to do it is to layer it with a new sample. Now, the second reason we layer is because of creative expression. Layering is a creative process. Everyone has a different way of doing it. We're artists at the end of the day. So that's another reason why we're doing it. And a third and final reason why we layer is because it allows us to achieve depth. Or fullness to a production. So often source material, it might sound too light. Synth patches might sound a bit too empty. They might lack body or punch or something like that. And by layering, we can sort of combat that and fill in the gaps where needed. Okay, so you've learned what layering is and some of the reasons why it's used. In the next video, I'm going to be going through what you're going to learn in this course. So I'll see you then.